Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay. Does the word Sabbath have any particular meaning to you?
Well, it means, I suppose, Sunday, the day on which one rests. That's because I'm a Christian. For the Jews, it means Friday evening to Saturday evening.
Would you say it?
Sabbath.
Thank you.
Sabbath.
Uh-huh. Right. Okay. If you meet somebody during the early part of the day, what might you say as a greeting?
Good morning.
And how long would you say that, up until what time?
I would say that until midnight.
Oh, just all during the day?
Sure.
Okay.
But I would also say good afternoon and good evening.
When would you say those?
Afternoon.
Until?
Cocktail hour.
Which is?
Five-ish.
Okay, and then evening you would say?
Good evening.
From then until when?
I say good night only when saying farewell.
Mm-hmm.
Never as a greeting.
Mm-hmm.
As in French or German, as they say.
Would you ever say good day?
Sure.
When would you say that?
Anytime, up until cocktail hour.
Mm-hmm. Would you say it?
Good day.
Okay. Anything else that you might say in parting?
What do I say in parting? Farewell, I say that. See ya.
Mm-hmm.
Take care. Bye. Take care.
Okay. If a man had to get up and start working just as the sun came into sight, you'd say he has to start work at?
When the sun came into sight? Mm-hmm. Sunup.
All right. And when the sun came up, you would say the sun did what?
The sun rose.
Mm-hmm. And the sun, at 6 o'clock, the sun will?
Oh, it will rise and will set.
Mm-hmm. And at this time yesterday, the sun had already
risen or
mm-hmm.
or set.
Yeah, we're getting principal parts of verbs, as you will
yes.
soon learn. If you worked until the sun went out of sight, you work until
sundown.
Okay. If today is, what is today? Friday. Friday is today, therefore Thursday was
yesterday.
And Saturday will be?
Tomorrow.
Okay. If somebody came on Sunday, not this Sunday just passed, but the week previous to that, how would you refer to that? He came?
The Sunday before last.
Okay. And if he's coming not this coming Sunday, but the Sunday following that, he's coming?
Next Sunday.
That would not mean 2 days from now.
That would be Sunday.
Would you ever use Sunday week?
Yes.
To mean what?
If today were Monday and I met 13 days hence,
mm-hmm.
I would say Sunday week.
But since today is
Friday, by saying next Sunday, that would mean Sunday week.
At what point during the week would the cutoff
be? I don't know, but it's a matter of feel.
Uh-huh.
Probably Sunday week. I suppose Wednesday-ish or something.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's interesting. And if somebody stayed from about the 1st to the 15th, you'd be saying he stayed about
2 weeks.
Another expression for that?
A fortnight.
Would you ever use that?
No.
Okay. If you wanted to know the time of day, you would ask someone?
What time is it? Do you have the time, please?
All right. And then he would look at his?
His watch?
Mm-hmm. If it's midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you would say it's what time?
7:30.
Is there any other way you might say that?
I'd say 7:30.
What else might you have heard?
Oh, 7:30.
Okay. Is there any reason that you wouldn't say 7:30?
Seems awfully laborious, I suppose.
Oh.
No, I don't. I'm being facetious. Well, no, there's no reason.
Okay. If it's 15 minutes later than that, what time might you say it was?
And then I would get laborious, because I would say 7:45.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps 7:45.
Okay. If you've been doing something for a long time, you might say, I've been doing that for quite
some time.
Another expression you might use, quite a
while.
Okay.